Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 15th of March, 1972. The title is Renunciation and Fortune. Do you consider yourselves to be the images of renunciation and tapasya? What is the greatest renunciation that takes a lot of effort? The answer is body consciousness. Why does someone have arrogance about knowledge or arrogance of his intellect? Why are you not able to renounce your old sanskars? The main reason for this is body consciousness. To let go of body consciousness is the greatest renunciation. So check yourself at every second. When it is renunciation of something physical, once you have renounced it, you can step away from it. But in the renouncing of body consciousness, you have to continue to take the support of the body at every second and also be detached whilst being in the body. Therefore, because the soul has a deep connection with the body by being with the body at every second, body consciousness has become very deep. It now takes effort to finish it. Ask yourself whether you have had renunciation of every type, because the more you renounce something, the more fortune you accordingly receive at the present time and also in the future. Do not think that you only have renunciation at the confluence age and claim the fortune in the future. It is not like that. To the extent that someone renounces something, he definitely receives fortune to that extent that he has renounced it at the moment he renounces it. What visible fortune do you receive at the confluence age as a result of your renunciation? Do you know this? What fortune do you receive at this time? You will receive the status of liberation in life in the golden age, but what do you receive now? You receive the fortune of your renunciation. At the confluence age, the greatest fortune of your renunciation is that the fortune maker himself belongs to you. That is the greatest fortune of all, is it not? Only at the confluence age do you receive this. God Himself belongs to you. If you do not have any renunciation, then neither does the Father belong to you. If you have body consciousness, are you remembering the Father? Only when you have renounced body consciousness can you experience a close relationship with the Father. By renouncing body consciousness, by being soul conscious, what is the first attainment? That you constantly stay in the awareness of the Father, that is, in every second of renunciation, you experience all relationships and all powers from the Father at every second. So, is this not the greatest fortune of all? You will not receive this in the future. Therefore, it is said that this easy knowledge and easy Raja Yoga is not just for giving you fruit in the future, but also at the present time. The future is already tied to the present, but nowhere else can you claim the most elevated fortune of all throughout the entire cycle. It is only at this time that, through renunciation and tapasya, you are able to experience all relationships with the Father at every second. That is, you can make the Father belong to you in all relationships. You did not call out for this. Your call was for something else. But what do you attain instead? You are attaining that which you did not even have in your thoughts or dreams. If you receive something that you had never even thought or dreamt of, that is called fortune. Whatever you receive by making effort is not called fortune. If whatever was impossible becomes possible and you attain it automatically, and if you develop hope for something in which there was no hope, that is called fortune. Have you not received this fortune? You called out for something else. Make me belong to you in one way or another. You had no desire to become so elevated. Yet what did you receive in return? You yourself became something, but you also made the Father your everything. So, is this not fortune? You receive the elevated fortune of the confluence age through this renunciation. Always think that if you do not renounce body consciousness, that is, if you do not become soul conscious, you will not then be able to create your fortune, that is, you will be deprived of the elevated fortune of the confluence age. If, for instance, you renounce body consciousness for some time during the whole day, but you remain down below at other times, that is, you have not renounced body consciousness, then you deprive yourself of the elevated fortune of the confluence age to that extent. Since the Father, the fortune maker, is telling you the method to create your fortune at every second, what should you do? You should attain total success through this method. What is the result of not adopting this method? Neither do you progress in your stage, nor do you attain the success of all attainments. So, what should you do? You should constantly adopt the methods you have been given by the bestower, through which there will be progress and success. So, check to what extent you have renounced waste thoughts. You should constantly have an attitude of brotherhood. To what extent have you adopted this attitude? And, while being in a body, to what extent have you renounced the attitude of being a bodily being? What do those from Mysore think? Today, Baba has come especially to meet them, because they have made so much effort to come from so far with so much love. So the Father has also had to come from the faraway land. So, you experience this happiness, do you not? Today, the Father has also come from the faraway land, especially to meet those who have come from far away. So, to renounce something for the one you love is not a big thing. Because of having love for the vices, you renounce the consciousness of your own self as well as your own body. A mother even renounces her body because of her love for her children. Since you can let go of your crown, your throne, and your original form because of your love for a human relation, can you not renounce body consciousness now that you have love for the Father? Is it difficult? Think about this. In temporary relationships, you had so much power that it brought you down from up above. You came down from up above because of this, did you not? Now that you say Father, and you have all relationships with the Father, is it a big thing to renounce this wrong consciousness of the body because of your love for the Father? It is a small thing, is it not? So then, why are you not able to do it? You should be able to do it in 1 second. If a child is ill for 1 month, the mother who has a temporary relationship, a bodily relationship, is able to renounce everything for 1 month on the basis of that relationship. Because of having the awareness of the bodily relationship, she does not take long to renounce her happiness, nor does she consider it to be difficult. So, what do you do here? Here, you have a permanent relationship and you have all relationships with one. You have a relationship of total attainment. Therefore, you should not delay by even 1 second when it comes to renouncing anything. However, how many years has it taken you to renounce the consciousness of the body? It will be 74 years in 2010. It should have taken 1 second, and yet you are taking so many years. We have had the practice of this for half the cycle. What about the other half cycle in which you were beyond body consciousness and the vices? Did you forget that practice of half a cycle in 1 second? Did you take time in that? The children said, "We still came down by 2 degrees in the Silver Age." Baba continued, "Even so, you still remained beyond the vices, did you not? You were viceless in the Golden and Silver Ages. Even though you lost 2 degrees, you were still said to have been viceless in the Silver Age, were you not? You were beyond the attraction of the vices, were you not? If these have become your sanskars for half a cycle, why are you not able to bring those sanskars into your consciousness just as quickly? What is the original form of the soul? What are the original sanskars and virtues to you, the soul? They are the same as those of the father, are they not? Whatever the virtues of the father, the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of peace, he is the ocean, but at least you are the embodiments. So, whatever are the original virtues of the soul, you are embodiments of peace. You transformed yourselves due to the color of the company, but the original virtue of the form of the soul is the same as that of the father, is it not? Why does that not come into your consciousness as quickly? Talk to yourselves in this way. Do you understand? By talking to yourself in this way, that is, by having a spiritual heart-to-heart conversation, you will be able to stabilize yourself in spirituality. Do not think that because you have had these old sanskars from the Copper Age, this happened. Do not think this. Instead, think, what do I, the soul, have as my original and eternal sanskars? When the soul first came down at the beginning of the world, what sanskars did I have? I had divine sanskars, did I not? So think about what the original sanskars and the virtues of the soul were. Do not think about the middle period. Think about the original and eternal sanskars of the soul. What will happen then? The sanskars of the middle period that emerge now and again will become mediocre. Mediocre means slack. It is said, this one's activities are of a mediocre level. So the sanskars of the middle period will become mediocre, and the original and eternal sanskars will be practically visible. Do you understand? So always think about the original and the eternal. Whatever thoughts you create, your awareness will be according to those, and as your awareness, so will be your power in every action. Therefore, constantly have an elevated awareness. So, What will you do now? Through every second of renunciation, continue to attain at every second, because this is the confluence age when you can create your fortune. Whatever fortune you create at this time has to be experienced throughout the cycle, whether it is elevated or low. It is only at the confluence age that you can create your fortune. You can create as much as you want because you have the company of the Father who is the fortune maker. Later on, this Father will not be with you, nor will there be this attainment. The one who enables you to attain something is with you now, and the attainment has to be made at this time. If not now, then never. Keep this slogan in your awareness. You have the slogans written down, do you not? Do you consider the slogans to be for your own self? If you constantly have the awareness of, if not now, then never, what will you do? You will constantly think that you should do whatever you want to do now. So constantly keep this slogan in your awareness. You have to check yourself in order to have constant renunciation and be constantly fortunate. But what do you have to check mainly through which there is automatically a change? There is a slogan for what you need to check. What is that slogan? You have been told many times, greater glorification through less expense. So how are you going to bring about greater glorification through less expense? These people try to bring about glorification through less expense of physical wealth. However, do you know how many types of treasure you have at the confluence age? Of course, there are the treasures of time, thoughts, and breath. But there is also the treasure of the imperishable jewels of knowledge, and the fifth is also related to the treasure of physical wealth. So check. Have you brought about greater glorification with less of the treasure of thoughts? Do not spend too much. Do not waste your treasure of thoughts. And your thoughts will then be powerful and elevated. By having elevated thoughts, your attainment will also be elevated. In the same way, the treasure of the time of the confluence age, what will happen if you don't spend wastefully at the time of the confluence age? You will be able to use every second to earn an income for many births. Therefore, do not waste this time. In the same way, for breath, let there be the awareness of the Father at every breath. If there isn't remembrance of the Father in even a single breath, then understand that that breath has gone to waste. So, do not waste your breath. In the same way, for the treasure of knowledge, if you don't know how to look after this treasure, if you received it and you finished it, then it has gone to waste because you didn't churn it. If you don't have the happiness that you receive after churning it, and don't practice stabilizing in that happiness, then it has gone to waste. When you eat something but are unable to digest it, then it does go to waste, does it not? In the same way, if you do not use the treasure of knowledge for yourself or for donating to other souls, then it goes to waste, does it not? In the same way, for physical wealth, if it is not used in a godly task, in a task for the benefit of every soul and for your own progress, but used instead for another physical task, then it has been used wastefully. If you use it for a godly task, then the physical wealth multiplies 100,000-fold, whereas if you waste one-fold, then it is not one that is wasted, but 100,000-fold that is wasted. In the same way, check every treasure of the confluence age to see if any of the treasures are going to waste. Have you become one who brings greater glorification through less expense, or are you still wasting the treasures because of being careless? Those who are careless waste them, and those who are sensible, knowledgeful and sensible will not waste even a single small thing. It is for such ones that it is said, greater glorification through less expense. Are you like that? Sakar Baba demonstrated this by bringing about greater glorification through less expense. So, do you not have to follow the Father? Any physical wealth, if you don't have any physical wealth, then for those who are residing in the Yajna, anything that belongs to the Yajna is like physical wealth. If you are wasting anything of the Yajna, then it cannot be said to be greater glorification through less expense. Those who are living in the household can make their status high with their physical wealth. In the same way, if a resident of the Yajna uses the physical things of the Yajna with the awareness of greater glorification through less expense for the self and for others, then, according to this calculation, their future becomes very elevated. It isn't that physical wealth is the means for only householders, but it is for the residents of the Yajna, service of the Yajna, because using everything of the Yajna economically becomes a means of earning even more than through physical wealth. Therefore, when even a single thing of the Yajna is used accurately and looked after and saved from being wasted, there is a power for this attainment of the future. By saving something from being wasted, you have the attainment of receiving something in the future, and so each one has to check the self. How much glorification have I brought about through less expense? Save yourself from wastage and become powerful. Where there is wastage, there isn't the slightest power, whereas where there is power, it is not possible for anything to go to waste. If the treasures are going to waste, you cannot receive power. For instance, when there is a leakage, no matter how much you try, you cannot fill yourself with power because of that leakage. When there is a wasteful leakage, then no matter how much effort you make or how hard you try, you cannot become powerful. Therefore, check any leakage. You need to be very clever to catch any leakage. Sometimes you can't find where the leakage is. Those who are very clever and knowledgeful are able to catch the leakage. If they are not knowledgeful, they continue to search for the leakage. So now, become knowledgeful and check yourself. From being one who wastes, you will become powerful. Do you understand? What will those from Mysore remember? Mothers simply stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance because you are unable to understand the language. You can remember that you have to bring greater glorification through less expense. Nevertheless, you are fortunate. You at least understand that you are special souls out of the whole world. Acha, Do you think that you have come here many times before? Or do you think that you have come here for the first time? You don't have any bondages, and so do you consider yourself to be fortunate or misfortunate? You are free from bondage, and so you can create an elevated future for yourself. You are fortunate because firstly, you found the Father. Secondly, you are free from bondage, and so you can create your future. You have that much happiness, do you not? It is not that you say, I don't know what it is. At least you are not experiencing sorrow. You experience happiness, do you not? It is good that you became free from bondage. Do you consider yourselves to be fortunate? Acha. Om Shanti.